Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Singenile ke esigabeni sokugcina 20 after 4 o'clock nginomfundisi uTebogo Mokoena kanye no Dr. Lesego Molobela. Yeah, sizokhuluma ke namuhla. Hey, yeah, ngiyacabanga ukuthi indaba esoyikhuluma ihambisana neobedience. Ngoba ukusetshenziswa ngoNkulunkulu akavele nje athi yebo kungaba ukuthi ukhethiweyo kodwa kuzoba kuwena ukuthi uyavuma yini ukusetshenziswa ngoNkulunkulu and ngeke usetshenziswe ngoNkulunkulu kube ukuthi awumthobeli. So sikhuluma ngalokho vessel of honor, the importance yokulalela izwi likaNkulunkulu ukuthi siqale lapho indaba yethu ngoba ilapho futhi ilale lapho indaba abazalwane ukuthi ukurecognize ivoice kaNkulunkulu umuzwe lapho ekhuluma nawe ngoba kuba khona la isikhathi ethi bahle wena ngikubeka la now umsebenzi wakho kodwa uma ungekho obedient and uma ungakwazi ukumuzwa uNkulunkulu kuyoba nzima ukuthi ekugcineni ube yilokho uNkulunkulu afuna ukuthi ube yikho. And another thing I guess ilokho besikhuluma ngakho last week no Dr. Nelly Siwe CBC Zimo the quality of our relationship noNkulunkulu kodwa ithingayikhulumi kakhulu lendaba abafundisi bona ke abazosindlalela yona Dr. Sawubona.
Sawubona magodi ka Jesu, sawubona sisibahle.
Amen. Amen. Mfundisi Tebogo sawubona.
Ngibingelele bonke abalaleli besekhaya lethu Radio Pulpit. Siyathemba inkosi sangigcinile kulenyanga yabo mama. Sisaqhubeka sikhuluma nababo mama kodwa kubona bodwa I believe lezi besiliphete lizo lithinta wonke umuntu nje.
Amen. 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 Yeah, njengoba ke sikhuluma namuhla ngokuthi what does it take to be a vessel of honor as a woman? Asiqale nje mhlawumbe singayiqala khona lapho doc angazi ukuthi siqala kahle ngeangle e right yini.
Okay, ithi ngiqale ngibingelele umlaleli lapho ekhaya whether usemotweni, usendlini, usebhasini. Ngithanda ukuthi uJesu uyinkosi, you know, siyabonga nje ukuthi you've tuned in ulalele sizokhuluma sizokuthi what does the word of God say especially kithi abomama enyangeni yabomama, but izwi leli it applies to all of us.
Yeah,
hayi abomama bodwa. But we will emphasize it kubo mama because we know ukuthi, you know, if umama ayi vessel of honor, even the family will follow, even abantwana they will follow because they will see umama the way ayenza ngakhona or they wahamba ngakhona. But before sicala ngicela nje u Pastor Tebogo if ungasifundela our key scripture sitholakala ku 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 21.
Okay, ngilapho ku 2 Timothy chapter 2 and soqala ku verse 21.
Yes.
Okay, lithi lena iBhayibheli. Hey. Kusamukile.
Oh. 24 after 4 o'clock AM 657. Okay.
Aqale ku 21.
2 Timothy 2:21.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel for honorable use, set apart as holy, useful to the master of the house, ready for every good work. U22 uthi, so flee from youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart.
Yes.
Besifunda yini le translation? Just one. besifunda ku English Standard Version.
Okay. No, ngiyabonga mfundisi. Yes, ithi if you keep yourself pure, you will be, that's now the New Living Translation, you will be a special utensil for honorable use. But ngithanda ithingithi nangesiZulu, mawifunda ngesiZulu ikhuluma ngomuntu ithi if you keep yourself pure, ngicela ungivulele yona mina, ithi uyisija esihlonipheka esihloniphekayo, you are a vessel that is honorable. You know, you are not just any vessel because it is for the use of God. So isitsha esihloniphekayo asisebenzi asisetshenziswa noma kanjani. Isitsha esihloniphekayo, you don't do anything or noma whatever, you do something that is valuable or that will give value. So lana mayikhuphuka ithi isitsha esingcwelisiwe. Let me read it lana umfundisi uyivalile la. So if you keep yourself pure, you will be a special utensil for honorable use. Your life will be clean and you will be ready for the master to use you for every good work. So lana ikhuluma ngani ngesitsha, like, you know, if you are a person ungekho in line with the word of God, if you are a person ungekho entandweni kaNkuluNkulu, uyenza noma yini noma kanjani, kodwa uNkuluNkulu will not use you because God wants something that is honorable to use. He will not use any other vessel, but he needs a vessel that is pure. Isitsha esinosizo kumninindlu, according to iBhayibheli lesiZulu, ithi isitsha esilungiselwe umsebenzi wonke omuhle. So a vessel of honor will do umsebenzi omuhle, hayi umsebenzi noma onjani.
Amen.
Besifunda la ku 2 Timothy ne 2 2 Timothy 2 angithi bafundise,
yes, from verse 21 yeah. 22, yes.
Mhm.
Yeah, so lana bengisa ngiyabonga umfundisi uyivulile. Therefore if anyone cleanses himself for what is dishonorable, something that is dishonorable is something that is not good.
Mm.
He will be a vessel for honorable use, set apart as holy, useful to the master of the house, ready for every good work. And then it says, so flee youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. So lana sibona ukuthi, yes, bakhona abantu ababiza uNkulunkulu, but some of them, they don't call him with a pure heart. And noma sihamba, there are youthful passions ezingekho right that people are pursuing along the line. So a vessel of honor is a worker that is approved by God. That you will find with the very same scripture, verse 15. It's someone who is sanctified, cleansed, and set apart for honorable use for the Lord. Umuntu that seeks and obeys uNkulunkulu ngaso sonke isikhathi. Yes, I don't know if umfundisi wants to add something lapho.
Okay. Le scripture, I think nje siyachaza ukuthi vessels of honor are vessels that cleanse themselves from any worldly defilement. So worldly defilement is anything that is not pleasing to God. Sizobuyela kancane kula siqale khona masiqala nenyanga enyangeni nabo mama ukuthi kumele sisindiswe. Sathi last week yakhumula when we started nge first week August. And saqhubeka ke no Dr. Nelly last week sathi awugcini ensindisweni. Kumele ukhule and cultivate that personal and intimate relationship with the Lord. So when you are at that stage, uyakwazi ke ukuthi ube a vessel of honor that is set apart, that is consecrated and sanctified, engcwelisiwe, holy unto the Lord. And igift ke masiqala sibheka, ye salvation is free. You just have to believe and accept in your heart that God sent Jesus and he died for us and he rose again. it's a gift, it's a free gift. You have to believe and accept it. But when it comes to being a vessel of honor, it's a choice. Well, remember, yes, we are free moral agents. Unkulunkulu wasipha ukuzikhethela. Siyazikhethela thina bantu ukuthi we want to be vessels of honor, le yenziwe ngegolide or that one of wood. Ubonile lapha description sisibulile. So it is our responsibility, sis, fike kuleyo point of maturity spiritual. We're talking about spiritual maturity here, and say we are set apart, we sanctify ourselves, and we are consecrated unto the Lord, so that ezokwazi ukusebenzisa sibe ama vessels agcwaliswe with the Holy Ghost and fire kaNkulunkulu, not ubuthina. Kusuke all the worldly things, because the Bible says ukuthi carnality, ukuhamba ngokwenyama, is enmity to God, with God. Unkulunkulu ufuna ukuthi njalo sibe yile izitsha ezigcwaliswe uyena, kubonakale yena, sinciphe thina, kube uyena o-overflowayo, so that uloyo must overflow kwabanye abantu, kuphume the sakuthinta futhi last week the attributes of God, his kindness, his love, yeah, the scripture, his patience, nje wonke compassion, zonke lezinto ezikuNkulunkulu ziphume kithi. So it is very, very important as abomama ukuthi sibe ama vessels of honor. And I like what you said, mfundisi, ukuthi if umama ekhaya eyi vessel of honor, uyakwazi ukuthi achithele futhi kuyisitsha ebantwaneni, uyakwazi ukuthi achithele kwabanye futhi aba ama members womndeni. So kubalulekile kakhulu ukuthi sibe ama vessels of honor ukuze uNkulunkulu azosiyuza for and sibe worthy to be used by God.
Yo, engingakusho nje ukuthi singabomama, uNkulunkulu is waiting for us to make us into what he has in mind concerning thina. Singabomama ngobani? Ngoba kuyena we are a vessel of honor. Angayisebenzisa for ini? For udumo lwakhe, for his glory. Njoba eshe encwadini ka Jeremiah 29 lapha ku verse 11 ukuthi he knows
the plans.
Yes, uthi for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Uyazi mayikhuluma ngehope lencwadi ukuthi ngiyayibona manje ukuthi why abantu besimabe bahlezi bene hope ngesinsikhathi noma izinto singahambi kahle, kodwa uthole sibambelele kulento ukuthi I know ukuthi kuzohamba kahle.
Amen. Ngempela a hope is very important as vessels of honor,
because
hope is the anchor of our spirits or of our, so without hope siba asikwazi ukufunctiona kahle, yini, silahla ithemba. So kumele njalo sihlale ethembeni. Yes, izinto zomhlaba ziyenzeka, ama storms ayeza, lithi iBhayibheli many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them from them all. Things will happen as sihlala in a fallen world, but we must always have hope, and our hope is in Christ. And uNkulunkulu huye in the midst of a storm okwazi ukusipha the peace of God, the peace that is from Jesus food. So I hope uthemba always, noma so ubona izinto zinjani, you have to always proclaim and speak faith and say I know whom that I believe.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
My God is a deliverer. My God is a provider. My God is a healer. My God is a way maker. Na uma indle kubonakala ngathi akungeke kulunge, but uhlala ethembeni. Singabomama asilahli ithemba. Noma uthi ufundisi nga sometimes umtshela, like I like to make an example, Mukarabukarabu here, you have to tell him every day, please do your bed. But una 20 months, I have not given up. No, masakese kate, da pungit, booyah. because I will never give up on you. Because I have that hope ukuthi one day.
Yeah.
And that's also in nature kaNkulunkulu ngathi. Aga give up. He loves us too much to leave us the same. So all the time there's that tagging or nagging. Your moyo ingcwele akakufosti.
Yeah.
But there's that take. So we're going back to the fact that when you have to be obedient, and do what he is telling you to do, which is his will.
Yes. God is always with us.
Yeah.
And, you know, singabantu sometimes is not give up easily. But uNkulunkulu uyasilandelela, they was thanda ngakhona. You know, he doesn't give up on us, even if sometimes singahambi ngendlela le yena afuna sihambe ngayo. You know, he's so patient with us. Ngoba esithanda. So sonke, we are all called to be the vessels of honor. Unfortunately, not everybody is yielding to this call. Not everybody is prepared to do what God wants us to do. You know, for one ukuthi ube a vessel of honor or lesitsha esihloniphekayo, mawuyibeka ngesiZulu, you need to possess the nature ekaNkulunkulu, which is a loving nature, his righteousness. You need to possess i character yakhe, and you will find his characteristics. Mawufunda 1 John chapter 4 verse 8, you will learn ukuthi uNkulunkulu, he's a loving God, he's gracious, he's compassionate, he is slow to anger, and he's abounding in love and faithfulness. So sometimes uNkulunkulu njengoba asifuna ukuthi sibe pure before him, sibe holy, sibe cleansed before him and sanctified. Asikwenzi lokho bese singena enkingeni. Mase singena enkingeni, then kula uzothola abantu, they run kuNkulunkulu when they are in trouble. And those, mina, I refer to them as the rescue 911 prayers. Ukuthi uNkulunkulu ekubizile unjalo, you are not prepared to do, you don't want to listen to him, you are disobedient. But masongene troubleini kula wazi ukuthi konje kunoNkulunkulu, which is, according to me, that's a rescue 911 prayer. So we need to grow spiritually. You know, spiritual maturity is very, very important. That's where ukhula from being a Christian to being a reflection of the Son of God. Because icala kuphi, uyasindiswa, that's where you are being adopted through salvation. Because remember kune, there's biological birth and the spiritual birth. Biological kula mase uzalwa by your parent, and then spiritual birth, that's when you are being adopted through salvation as a son of God. But then mawufunda Romans chapter 8 verse 14, it says the process yakhona, you are being adopted through salvation, then you are led by the Spirit of God, and that's where you will be obedient, and then by the renewing of your mind. So awukwazi nje ukuthi ube a vessel of honor kungana a process to being a vessel of honor. You start first by yielding to the call of God upon your life. Bese wenzani, we are seeing this one. I'm sure before we've seen this one, we've seen Zela no Mayin. But once we've seen this one, then that's where you are being a child of God or a son of God. And by a son of God, we're not referring to male only. As referring to kubantu be best Lisa, but we're referring to even the women. According to the Bible, we are all sons of God. And then after that, you are, that's, those are the ones that are led by the Spirit of God. That you will find go Romans chapter 8.
Romans money?
Romans chapter 8, verse 14.
Romans 8 and 14.
Yes.
Okay, eating. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us.
Romans ngizoyifunda ngoba ngiphethe lana. It's Romans chapter 8 verse 14.
Okay.
It is for all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Mm-hmm. So yile ngithi, you know, it's a process. You start by being adopted through salvation. Then you are being led by the Spirit of God to being a son of God. So it says, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. So
amen.
If you are not, if ungalidwa umoya kaNkuluNkulu, you are not a son of God.
Mm.
This is, it's clear from Lana. I don't think it needs us to go to see explain it, but if you are not being led by the Spirit of God, according to Romans chapter 8, 14, you are not a son of God.
Sure.
And then after that, Romans chapter 12, verse 2, it says, and by the renewing of our mind. So, nalapho ithi mhlambe mangayifunda ngespeed nayo lana, ukuthi si understand ukuthi where am I going lana. It says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of the mind, of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Because uNkulunkulu wants us to do the things ezilungileyo or the things that are good.
Yeah.
But if you are not being led by the Spirit of God, you will never be able to know these things.
Mm.
So your mind will not be transformed unless you have the Spirit of God.
Amen. Sure. Amen.
Wow.
Amen. So it means, Mfundisi Manguzo, you are saying we have to set our heart on the things of God.
Yes.
Not on earthly things.
Mm. Mm.
And the things of God are always in His word.
Yes.
So uNkulunkulu uma ethi a vessel of honor is a woman who is submissive to her husband, we have to obey. These days singabomama we have companies, we are founders zama foundation nan. And of which there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. God wants us, I said last week, to live a purposeful life and have visions, my personal visions, other than ubaba ayibekile ekhaya. Mase kunjalo ke, we must always remember to be humble. Ungathi ke ngobe because you are out there high, maso fika endlini, you think you are better than ubaba. That is not a vessel of honor. A vessel of honor that sets their heart on the things of God is a vessel that will be submissive.
Yes.
Ekhaya. And it's a vessel that will always communicate izinto ekhaya. No baba. And not just do as we please. Singabomama, ne? So I believe ukuthi God is calling us today or reminding us ukuthi we need to humble ourselves as women.
No, that's true, Mfundisi Ngoba. You know, it is said, you know, Mautola, as you just said, ukuthi abanyabo mama banama companies, and utholu sometimes ubaba akasebenzi or uyasebenza, but the income ayifani. Manje bese kuba nani na lento yokuthi mina I'm bringing more to the table or endlini. Kanti lokhu, it doesn't change i position ka baba.
Amen.
It doesn't matter ukuthi you have your own company or not. It doesn't matter ukuthi ubaba uyasebenza or akasebenzi. It doesn't matter ukuthi, you know, i position ka baba ibekwe uNkulunkulu
izosala
injalo. So a vessel of honor will be humble enough to see ubaba as your master alibela ngasebenzi.
Yeah.
A vessel of honor will be humble enough to submit kubaba kulibele kunjalo awubukisi ngobaba because wena so unakho konke according to what you think, but you are always humble as umfundisi ashilo manje, and you overcome, you know, evil ngokuhle. You know, sometimes maybe into embi or umuntu unkwatisile or ungizwise ubhlungu or whatever, you know, a vessel of honor, one of the characteristics is you will overcome okubi ngokuhle. wena uzoyenza okuhle irrespective of the situation.
Mm.
Awubheki ukuthi ubani wenzani, ubani wenzeni or kwenzakalani, no. Wena because uyile sitsha lesi esihloniphekayo esi fit enough to work to do the work is gankulunkulu. When you will always do what is right. The word of God says, be doers of the word and not hearers only.
Amen.
So a vessel of honor will not just ulalele izwi likankulunkulu bese ungalenzi. It shows ukuthi you are not a vessel of honor.
Mm.
Sometimes singabantu there's corruption enzakalayo. I mean siyabona izinto ezenzakala la emhlabeni. And sometimes umuntu angaze abe tempted to partake kulama corruption le, forgetting ukuthi we are called by uNkulunkulu to be the vessels of honor. So you need to be free from corruption. It doesn't matter ukuthi upresekwe kanjani ekhoneni, because some of the people abangena kule corruption bayenza hayi ngoba bethanda kodwa they are cornered. You know, sometimes mhlambe uku position and you are forced ukuthi authorize some of the things ezingekho right. But when you are a vessel of honor, you will stand your ground.
Amen.
And say, you know what, I am not going to compromise.
Yes.
Unkulunkulu wants me to be pure, to be holy, to be faithful. And if you are a vessel of honor, you will have the characteristics zikaNkulunkulu.
Yeah,
you will be aligned nendlela kaNkulunkulu. You will be rooted kuye noma kunjani. You will not fall for any trap, you know. And also, for you to be able to stand and to be rooted, you need to have fellowship no uNkulunkulu.
Amen. That's very important.
Only mausenkonzweni. Because ma, if you're going to wait ukuthi wena uzoba no uNkulunkulu, you'll have fellowship naye usenkonzweni nje kuphela. During the week uNkulunkulu ngiye mina ngithi, if you don't miss God, God misses you.
Yeah. Mm.
Because he wants to have fellowship nathi ngaso sonke isikhathi. So you will not be able to stand. You will fall for the traps. You will fall for all these things if you don't have fellowship with him. It mustn't be only esontweni. Mhlambe usendleleni uyahamba. Just 2 seconds uyakhuluma noNkulunkulu. Lord, I'm your child. I still depend on you. Give me the strength. Mhlambe izinto ziyenzakala empilweni. Wena, as a child of God, you speak to him. You don't need airtime to speak to uNkulunkulu. You don't need data to speak to him. You don't need, you know, electricity or whatever to speak to uNkulunkulu. You just speak to him anytime, any day, anywhere.
Amen.
Yes. True. Yam isikhathi sithi la 16:48 ngicela ukuthi sithathe ikhefu elincane la and mhlambe lapha emakhaya nabo bayathanda ukufaka uvo kulolu daba. Ngizoyivulela incingo ku 0123341322 unga SMS ana ku 37871 ungasebenzisa ne i Telegram inumber ithi 0826572729 inumber futhi ke leyo ye WhatsApp njoba sikhuluma namuhla ntambama ukuthi what does it take to be a vessel of honor as a woman njoba senyangene yabantu besimama mina ngizogcizelela ngiyazi bafundisi bendokunisho ukuthi hayi asikhulumi nabo mama kuphela mina ngigcizelela yabo mama
yes.
And uyazi mfundisi ukhulume into abalekile la ukuthi lesitsha lesi kumele sihlanzeke
yes
ngoba angeke uthathe cabanga nje uthi uyophakela ubaba lapha nge plate egcwele ama beetroot ayizolo uyabona egcwele ama salad nje lana kumele wenzeni ulcleane libe nice libe presentable.
Yes.
You know uma ulibeka lapha yana bona ukuthi hayi la unkosikazi oqotho yeah ongilethele lesisidlo so uma singabomama ingakho ngazonke ikhathi kumele siqoqeke kumele si hlanzeke ikakhulukazi la einhlizweni ngoba zikhona izinto eziningi ezisilimazayo and uthola ukuthi sigcina siba damaged sigcina siba broken and kubanzima ukuthi uNkulunkulu mhlambe akusebenzise uma okuleso simo so yilapho ke manje kumele uye kuyena uthi baba yimi lo uyazi ukuthi ngilimele kangakanani and imina lo ngingumuntu wesimame ngiyathanda ukuthi ungisebenzise kodwa kubanzima ukuthi ungisebenzise uma mina ngaphakathi kumina ingekho imvuselelo
yeah ukuthi nje we should never allow the cares of this life ukuthi this prevent ukuthi sibe ama vessels of honor and bese uthi mfundisi how do I not allow ngenza kanjani ukuthi ngavumeli the cares of life ukuthi zingenze ukuthi ngibe a vessel on we just sit at the feet of Jesus ushilo sisibahle ukuthi you just give it to Jesus
yebo
you give it all to him konke and futhi sometimes not even ama setbacks or ama failures even the victories in life because sometimes if sesiba too victorious empilweni or sesiz achieve sicabanga ukuthi we've made it we've arrived bese the element ye humility yasuka so naloko loku the victories that glory let them glorify you
amen
uNkulunkulu akungabi ngami makubonakale kuwe kuzo zonke lezi zinto engiz achievele at the end of the day it must always go back to you the glory goes back to you
to him yebo asize lapha emakhaya 0123341322 zivuliwe incengwa ngithatha ukuqala la sawubona usemoyeni wetata
ha
dala ngakugcina
emakhaya ikhona amachaza esebusy
ngiyabonga ukuziphimbo lakho
kube fundisi mama nakubaphulaphuli
amen
bayigqibile xa bethatha uJohn 3 uthi pha umama okuzelwe ngumoya kungumoya
amen
meaning that now uma sithetha ngevessel of honor sithetha sibahle ngomama uyababona umama indlela abanithi ngayo now sephaka sisi la 5-7 color plate uyayibona indlela abaphaka kube kuhle ngayo ithi ke ngoku akukuphaka kuhle kangaka ukuchaza into eseyihle kubo ngaphakathi xa umama ezawuphaka iplate enhle kangaka engakholwa how much enoyiphaka ke ngoku ekholwa kukuba kaloku mama we are expected now to bless the entire world the entire world so ilinde ukubleswa now sizitya ezihle ekugqibeleni sibahle uthi umama the vessel of honor ma ibe neapproval kaThixo and ibene confirmation esuka ezulwini ngithi mfundisi vessel of honor ma ibene signature kaThixo thixo yini madoda so ma ibene signature kaThixo now egqibeleni ibene mark okanye seal engumoya oyingcwele
amen
wathi njena bomama umama abe nomulo ingcwele uzawusenzela kanje umama sekode iRomans 12:2 ukuthi uma cha bahle sizinikela phakathi kuyise
kuze
and uzawusenzela ngokwakhe ivessel of honor hayi manje bulele sibahle bavule la wayikhulile
ngokuthi enkosi tata bless you
amen you talking about
ngicela ukuthi ngendlule ngala sisazoqhubeka ngivulele ingcingo bazalwane
Become active active in faith 657 am 657 am
If you need prayer please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 0674297564 Or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Burger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Sana sibingelela befundisi lapho studio. Bakhuluma ngendaba yento enhle kakhulu. Le yokuba isitsha Barbara Changari uvashidzwa.
Sijwa.
Esilungeleke emtiro enkwayo.
Amen.
Manje ke la sikhuluma khulumanyana namhla ngala manje ke abantu abaningi abafuna kuba ngabefundisi. Eh bafuna kuba abaningi bafuna kuba ngaba prophet bafuna kuba ngabefundisi abanye bafuna kuba ngawo bishop. Manje sinendaba leyo ukuthi ke izitsha eziningi ezisekhaya bomama yibona ababana zitsha ekhaya. Umama uyathenga izitsha uthenga zasikline kahle zesihlale. Ehe. Kube sekuphuma kuye umama ukuthi leso sitsha uyasisebenzisa noma leso sitsha kasisebenzisi. Usibekile uthokoziswa umama ukuthi sihleli lapha ya. Usebenzisa ngalelo langafuna yoso, afuna ngalo yena. Manje ke abantu abaningi bafuna kuba ngabefundi uthola ukuthi uNkulunkulu akafuna ukuthi ube ngumfundisi. Amaplane lawa umuntu unimakungu uthole ukuthi makungu yamuntu loya amaplane wakhona awalungi ukuthi angaba ngumfundisi awalungi ukuthi angaba ngumprofeta angalungi awalungi ukuthi angaba isitsha lisebenziswa nguNkulunkulu kodwa wakhe uNkulunkulu sesimanje abefundisi ababa bamakhaya mangafuna ukuthi yenda loyana umfundisi loyana nalo athi fanise naloyane ngokuba uNkulunkulu mhlamba akusebenzisi. Eh manje ilento leyikhona umuntu azihamba yozila azile 50 60 omalanga angadli abuye samathambo kakhulu uthole ukuthi uNkulunkulu akamsebenzisi manje lezi zinto zikhona khani mambo kuse
khani mambo ay cha ngeke ngilambise ngisale ngingamathambo ay ngeke impela bafundisi bam okay ithi ngithatha ukugcina la ngoba sinemizuzu emibili sawubona dumelo semoyeni.
Mana nabahlasheni.
Abshene mfundisi.
Unjani?
Uyaphila.
Oh, nayifukile. Angisho ukuba dokotela la, nakushene ku dokotela Zimo.
Banibingelela bomba mfundisi. Sawubona baba.
No, ifukile kanti. Hey bakhuluma indaba ebalulekile lapha. Kimi eze bakhuluma abafundisi bami lapha. Kunokunye kwambulekayo kimi. Ukuthi na ngendlela uNkulunkulu asebenzisa izitsha zakhe ngakhona ayifani na ngendlela thina sithi isitsha lesi sitsha seona isitsha seona thina sisithatha sisibeka phezulu sishawa idust while uNkulunkulu thathe isitsha seona ayisibisa sishawa ilanga sisebenza nje sometimes inini salary singayithuli bathi uNkulunkulu leso sitsha lesashinza ukuthi nasibe isitsha seona kuye. So u le ekhaya le Mozambique uyazi babungamba njengoba iqeda kuphuma nje kune plate lela lentsimbi leliyana sikhula sidlela kule libizwa ukuthi umbanjana sokuthi ushaya injangalo sasiloko siphakelwa kulo lela plate lela sometimes lalisa ngaphandle ngesinye isikhathi lela plate leliyana uma injaya sondela nje umama ekhona la eduze uthatha lona plate lathi ba ihlubwe khona la ibaleke ngalo le plate lela eneke but yilo le plate lisebenza kakhulu liphake uphakelwa kulo abantwana isitsha seona sihleli laphayana sicabanisa abantu abangakholwa nabafundisi ngoba abantu abangakholwa bathi uma umfundisi afikile ke wayaphakelwa kwesitsha esinje ngoba thina sithethwa ukuthi na uyesiphakelwa kwezitsha as a owner ngoba ubaba walapha ekhaya uphakelwa kwesitsha lesingasona sitsha seowner. So uNkulunkulu isitsha seowner uyisebenzisa nje kongathi simdlaba kathi thina abantu isitsha seowner lesi sithatha sisibeke lapha sishawa idust. So masibe nezitha lezi sizophuma noma sishawa idust noma ngaba kwenza kalani kodwa sishawa idust sazi ukuthi na sizitha ze honor inkosomusa mayibusisi.
Amen.
Lezitha leze honor mama esikhatheni siningi si close nomnikazi. Ngoba usebenzisa kakhulu. Esikhatheni sina ngasi asikwazi lokho.
Bless you baba. Hey, isikhathi sethu sishayile Pastor Ray kumele angene. Bless you. Yeah. Bafundisi in 1 second, 1 second. Asivale.
I'm going to say in 1 second ukuthi singabo mama na wonke nje umuntu osilalele uma ufuna ukuba a vessel owner that is worthy to be used by God, just shut the door on things that are not pleasing to him.
Amen.
And also depend on God fully, total dependence on the Lord for him to assist you ukuthi ukwazi ukuba a vessel of honor.
Amen. Mfundisi, doc.
Amen. Okay, mina ngifuna ukuthi kuwe mama la ukhona ungakhohlwa ukuthi sonke sibiziwe to be the vessels of honor singabo mama. Let us not lose our focus asingavumi uSathane ukuthi asisuse kulezinto ezintweni zikaNkuluNkulu so that we focus ezintweni zala emhlabeni. Let everything that you do be something that will glorify uNkuluNkulu. Check ukuthi how your walk with God, what are your motives? Mawuhamba singabo mama uzibuze nje ukuthi wena uyisitsha esinjani. Can God use you now mawusibhekile? And if uthola ukuthi awuhambi ngendlela uzwile namhlanje ukuthi uNkulunkulu ufuna ukusebenzisa ungumama as a vessel of honor, so it you do have a chance yokuthi uchange so that everything that you do be there something that glorifies uNkulunkulu.
Amen. Amen. Ngibongile o Pastor Ray uyeza njengoba selishayile elesihlanu ihora. Inamba mfundisi Masinya
0790935027 na ku Instagram ngikhona u Miss Tebogo Mokoena.
Doc.
All right. 0680603266 and then go Facebook at leseho.molobela. Na go Instagram it's Dr. Leseho Molobela.
Bless you. So hlangana futhi eveke nelizayo.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339 or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.